coughing up the news when it's full of demented gags. I'm whimsical, Will.
The news coming directly from a news machine here in our studio. And as we go on the air, we take the news from the machine and present it to you. And now, here's the news. We're experiencing a little bit of difficulty with the news machine here as we go on the air, but I'm sure our technicians are working on it now, and they'll have it cleared up in a matter of moments.
Customs officials seize mass quantities of bologna and cheese.
All we need is a big-ass pack of bologna.
How about 484 pounds of bologna and 285 pounds of cheese?
Ah, bologna.
Your favorite. Bologna and cheese.
The formidable food find occurred at the border crossing from Mexico to El Paso, Texas.
Yeah! It is bologna.
Well, they say it was a commercial quantity and the importer failed to follow proper procedures to legally enter the product.
Under the influence of sinister lunch meat.
But we were getting reports that the bologna and cheese were on their way to the Mayo Clinic.
Stony bologna on rye. Beware that sandwich on high.
Taylor Swift is stalking me.
Yeah, more like Taylor Swift is stalking the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh my God. Am I about to introduce you to Taylor Swift?
And what a better way. The prolific singer-songwriter made history earlier this month by holding down the entire top 10 on the pop chart.
What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, Casey Cussin would have had quite a meltdown over this.
I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
All 10 songs in the Hot 100's top 10 were from Swift's new album, Midnight.
Because this is what Taylor Swift does.
Led by Anti-Hero.
You got to like that song, his number one song.
Swift surpasses Drake, who claimed 9 songs in the top 10 for a week last September.
You ruined my record, man!
Before the Drake and Swift achievements, the best top 10 monopoly occurred in 1964 when the Beatles held the top 5.
We have broken the Beatles' record for most singles in the Billboard top 10.
Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
Right you are, Casey. You know, I would argue that the chart methodology was radically different in the old days before streaming became the primary factor.
Don't cross the stream.
It's apples and oranges. Can we really compare current chart achievements to ancient history?
You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place.
Don't
now, that's
sound
really
right
four
to
tens,
me,
so
Mom.
Yeah, way back before the charts were Taylor made.
Now, on with the countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's run through the whole top 10.
Oh, that's okay. I'm Whimsical Will, charting a demented course on the news.
Oh, I see. We seem to have cleared up the difficulty, so now here is the news. The news machine is broken.
I've coughed up scarier stuff than that.
That's awesome.